absolutely lovely. Everything that I wanted, something with that much Syrah.
It's unicorn blood purple.
Exactly. On the nose, raspberries, white pepper, old leather. Little like a little dusty barn. And on the palate. Dark berries, currants, leather, dark stewed fruit. Got a really, really, really nice texture to it. Yeah, I dig this. I dig this. What'd you think, Harm?
I don't get the raspberry as much as you do. I got more black plum and blackberry.
Oh, there's definitely plum there.
Like a blackberry compote on the nose. The white pepper's definitely there. That leather, it reminds me of like a 5-year-old Mercedes. Getting in that leather smell. Yeah, that's right there. The palate was really plush, silky entry. Velvety. Silky entry, then it goes velvety. So those are two opposing textures. Starts silky, then goes velvety. And great fruit. And there's a little light grip from the Syrah. And the finish was very long and not too dry. I like it a lot.
Yeah, this one.
And
this one's
we've got a commercial coming up.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just discussing the Domaine Serene Grand Cheval Red Wine 2021. Every time you say velvet, I keep having images in my mind from that Eddie Murphy movie where they dress him up as like the old white guy in the barbershop, and King Joffy comes in. This is beautiful. What is this, velvet? Yeah. Yeah. What did you think, Justin?
So on the nose, I got Costco fruit basket and freshly oiled gun holster. On the palate,
that's a different leather.
Yeah. I got a mix of fruits on the palate, and the leather note comes through, and the finish was fruity, and then it fades away, then it gets woody, and after it breathed for a while, more wood.
This wine really calls for meat, and I'm going to get a little salty with Bob here for not providing some lamb or venison.
Yeah, I just provided you with six fantastic bottles of wine. I mean, somebody else might
and what
bring
do I
some
see,
meat.
What do I see here in front of me? Some oyster crackers.
You got literally, the list.
I've got
you
oyster crackers and a bottle of water. That's it. That's what we get, oyster crackers
and
a bottle of water.
There's a public sub waiting for you in the fridge.
Bob brought the wine. Yeah. You could have brought the meat. I bring my sparkling personality.
If I'd read anything he sent me, if I'd read any of the emails.
Oh, if you read it.
If I'd read anything, I would know to bring. I would have known to bring some lamb.
And I mean, Justin, the last champagne show, brought caviar. Yeah. So, you know, what have you brought?
He didn't pay for it. He was gifted that caviar.
You paid for the caviar? Cash money, baby.
Yeah.
Or a credit card.
Yeah.
Nice. One or the other. Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting points. He's not.
Okay, I was at a wine tasting last week with a wine dinner, a wine luncheon at the Hilt S3 on the beach. I got free caviar.
See, you're in the business. No one gives me free caviar.
It wasn't caviar. It was those little pellets that come out of the bean bag. He just doesn't know any different.
I don't know.
Vending machine where you put in the nickel and the little
Those little styrofoam pellets in the bean bag,
They could have been boba. I have no idea.
Well, we're going to be giving the Domaine Serene Grand Cheval Red Wine a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that takes us to our last wine. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Okay, go.
All right, sir. Domaine Serene Grand Cheval Red Wine is not the one we're doing. I'm on the wrong page. All right.
Last page.
So Alexandra Estate is owned by Dr. Madaya Ravana, who has... also owns Ravana Estate in Napa Valley and Bodega Corazon del Sol in Mendoza, Argentina. In 2005, a wine conference in Houston, Dr. Ravana met the legendary winemaker Lynn Perner Ash, who was attending on behalf of her namesake Willamette Valley Winery, Perner Ash Wine Cellars. The two began a decades-long friendship. Yada, yada, yada. Winery established. We've got to be finishing fast. Alexana Mosaic Pinot Noir.
Said.
Yeah, she always says finish. Or whatever. Alexander Mosaic Pinot Noir 2023 Dundee Hills, Oregon is 13.5% ABV, 100% Pinot Noir. The appellation is Dundee Hills. The Alexander Estate Vineyard is, and Kinney Ranch Estate Vineyards are go into this winery, in this wine, sorry. Age 10 months in 23% new French oak barrels, 15% second use French oak, and 56% neutral French oak, 6% in concrete. The heart of Mosaic lies in the Alexander State Vineyard, planted in 2003, sorry, straddling a unique confluence of volcanic and ancient marine sedimentary soils. This vineyard features 32 blocks, each distinct expression of soil, clone, and rootstock. The Kinney Ranch Estate Vineyard, planted in 2019, shares the same soils as Alexandra. Both are organic dry farmed, and the grapes are fermented aged separately, allowing their unique personalities to fully develop before being brought together in the final assemblage. This is the Mosaic of a Pinot Noir. I've never had this wine before today, and thank you, Bob, for getting this for us. Very good. Slightly translucent, dark ruby. On the nose, it's roses, violets, and raspberries, earth, and mushrooms. There's a hint of sandalwood, but I'm not sure it comes. It gets more intense as you get to it. I come back to it, the roses are more intense. The palate was very silky. Acidic lift on the tannin. There's the bitter edge from the fruit. This balanced with just raspberries, and it's slightly astringent on the finish, with a great acidity, and it's mouthwatering. This wine just is gorgeous and refreshing. I could keep coming back to this all day long. And that's what sets it apart from a lot of other Pinot Noirs, that you can keep coming back to it, Kim, coming back to it. Justin, what do you think?
So I got like ripe lemons on the nose, blueberries.
Where? What the hell? Blueberries, I'll give you. Lemons? Lemons?
Ripe lemons.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
And broccoli stalk on the palate. It fully enveloped my palate. Gorgeous fruit. The finish was wood and fruit, and it was perfectly balanced finish. Started off medium, faded away slowly. It was beautiful. Bob, what'd you think?
Well, it's got a real pretty color. Like that earlier one we have down Main Serene that glowed. This one is a little darker, but it also just has a beautiful clarity to it and just a great glow to it. On the nose, it's that forest floor, mushroom, a little bit of funk on it that is just so attractive. Dark fruit, blueberries, violets.
I was wondering if anybody else got the flowers. No roses for you? Just violets?
Mm-hmm. Mm. On the palate, for me, the oak, I taste up front, but it's just so well done. There's not too much oak.
Everything is integrated in this wine.
There's dark berries. The tannins are luscious and rich. They're not overpowering, but they are hitting you in the head and letting you know they're there. The acidity on this one is just perfect. I mean, there's such a balance on this wine. This one is absolutely fantastic. Again, Oregon, man. Oregon. This is where it's at.
So I sell their Alexandra, the Ravana Vineyard wine. That wine is winning awards and is about double the price of this one. And this one is almost as good. I never had this one before. I need to buy this. This is so good.
Well, I mean, all of their wine's good. You know, the Ravana's great. You know, you knew this was going to be an excellent wine, but I mean, all of them. Good Lord. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's six winners here.
We had a great day in the show today. This is nothing bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, except for the one that made me mad. Sorry. Just joking. Being dramatic. We still gave it a 4.
Mm-hmm. You crazy Dutch bastard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I think this one is fantastic. So we're going to be giving the Alexana Mosaic Pinot Noir 2023 Dundee Hills, Oregon. Well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
This one just, I think this one just sang to all three. I mean, everybody was.
It actually may be the least expensive wine on the table, too.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Well, see, that's the beautiful thing about all of them is, you know, they're not expensive. That's the nice thing about Oregon. Amazing quality and very affordable price. So,
usually.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us today. Who am I kidding? You should be thanking me for this wine.
This is the part of the show where we actually thank you, Bob. So thank you.
Thank you,
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah.
It was good.
You notice he didn't bring meat, though, did he?
I didn't bring meat.
Yeah.
I didn't read the notes.
I didn't look at your emails. Come on. Send me a text, man. I don't look at emails.
Bring meat, period.
Every show, bring meat.
Well, that's every day. Honestly, if you just come by for a visit, you should bring meat. I mean, I'm, you know, sorry, but.
Some people bring flowers. Some people bring a fruit basket. I just have to bring meat.
Yeah.
You prefer barbecue, Bob?
You're the meat man. You pull up in a truck with music and all the kids run out.
Whatever your name is, Harmeet.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't that Hindi for bring the meat?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's Punjabi for God's friend.
All right.
Harmeet.
Okay.
Or everyone's friend, too.
Well, meat is God's friend.
But really, exactly. I don't like anyone. It's ironic. It's Harmeet. I'm everyone's friend, but I don't like anyone.
That's true.
Especially.
True.
Fair.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.